Audiobook fragment, The Suicide Kind, Why We Are All Doomed, and You Too. Author, Bart Floss. Publication date, February 1st, 2025. Epilogue. It has been a particularly tense, frontally confrontational, and nerve-wracking journey for me, the 16 months following the publication of De Men's ALS Grenz, Our Inner Limits, my sixth book, in December of 2022. During that time, I authored 1,000 posts on LinkedIn about the environment, biodiversity, and, especially, about climate change and accelerating global warming. Sometimes I felt like it was eating me alive, that I was spending all that time and effort for naught. Maybe it was. For a huge variety of other writers have written far more profound works on the subject, and have reached far greater crowds than I have been able to do in my small, closed circle of readers and followers. The irony, no, the harsh reality now shows that they have not changed the status quo either. So what's the point? Who cares, really? The time I spent on LinkedIn processing 60,000 impressions per week and keeping up with the countless comments and discussion threads was getting completely out of hand. In terms of screen time, I spent 9 to 10 hours a day on my smartphone. It was bizarre. And it had to stop. At some point, I could not engage in simple conversation anymore without me ranting and raving about super systemic collapse, accelerated decline, and the downfall of humankind. I can assure you that, at some point, you're not invited to a lot of parties anymore. So I stopped. Cold turkey. On March 19th, 2024, I stopped writing posts. I stopped scrolling through my social media timelines endlessly. I stopped my idiotic addiction by removing all social media apps from my smartphones and limiting myself to writing only monthly updates on my PC. What a difference that made. I was given the gift of time, spent more conversation on superlocal rather than supersystemic subjects, and went back to composing and arranging jazz compositions on the piano. I broke through the irritating habit of picking up my smartphone every available minute. Be that as it may, I am well aware that when push comes to shove, I still have three choices. The first choice I have is to go back to making a few LinkedIn posts every day to get back into the game, to spend, perhaps to waste, my time debating others on topics that no one really wants to talk about, overconsumption, supersystemic collapse, extinction. I'm sorry, I have to correct myself. Some of us are quite willing to debate these topics, but we, the human species in its entirety, we are nevertheless powerless to mitigate the root cause of our collective behavior. So, again, what's the point? Why should I be so concerned about the future of humanity? Why should you be? The second choice I have is to continue posting, but only in the form of my current monthly updates, limiting my exposure time on LinkedIn, but still keeping my followers and readers informed. That appeals to me because it feels like a compromise, time-wise, that I can accept. The third choice I have is to stop posting altogether. Maybe the time has come to be done with all the bad stuff on the A, social media, the polarization, the bickering, the quarrels and the pointless exchange of arguments between parties who have already dug their trenches so deep that they are no longer willing to come up to have a rational discourse on neutral ground, based on science and the scientific method, on reason and logic. Maybe, but not yet, not yet. Thank you, Juba and the Gladiator. Time will tell what I'm going to do. Time will also tell what will happen to the environment, biodiversity, and climate. Because time is relentless, it only moves in one direction, the future. We can't go back, but we can't stay here either. We must move forward. The only option we have is to use the present to learn from our past, and then apply what we have learned in the future, said the naive idealist. I am convinced that when a colossal weather disaster strikes with such ferocity that it encompasses an entire continent and global panic begins to set in, I will have something to say about it. The larger, more serious, and more frequent such events will become, the more it will increase our urge to look for a culprit, a person, or a group of persons, to judge, to condemn, and to attack. I am sure I will have something to say about that too. Because I'm sure we'll connect all the injustices that are done to us, all the weather and climate disasters put together, to the migrants, or to the filthy rich, or to the left-wing elite, or to some utterly moronic conspiracy theory. spread like wildfire through social media that will stir up the disgruntled, frustrated, and aggressive crowd to wreak even more havoc. I am equally sure that others will recognize who the real culprit is in all of this. That it is us, the human species in its entirety, all of us everywhere, that we ourselves are responsible for what's happening with our world. That we knew it all along, but just continued our excessive procreation and aggressive overconsumption anyway. They'll say, "We've told you so," but by then it won't matter anymore. I've come a long way since I authored my most optimistic book back in 2015. I even did a TEDx youth talk about it in English. Just search YouTube under Futurology for Fanatics if you want to observe me in my most naive state of mind. I really thought we had it in us, that we could overcome our differences, that we could preserve the planet and use it as a home base to pursue our future among the stars. "The sky is not the limit," I shouted. Perhaps I was trying to convince myself more than others. The decade that followed my last episode of optimism not only proved me wrong, but now shows us what accelerated decline actually entails. I don't think we deserve any better. When a species exceeds the carrying capacity of its own habitat for so long, when it is fully aware of it, but still ignores all warning signs of imminent supersystemic collapse, then that species can only be described as a suicide kind. As soon as you realize that 99.99% of all species that have ever lived in the 4.5 billion year history of this planet are extinct, that none of them had the ability to do anything about it, and that none of them even had it in their power to accelerate their own demise, the scales will finally fall from your eyes as they fell from mine. All these millions of species that have gone extinct before us lacked the amount of self-awareness needed to be able to oversee and mitigate their own fate. Or they simply ran out of luck and were swept away in one of the many mass extinction events that color Earth's history. But none of these species ever possessed the audacity, the tenacity, and the boundless asinine nature to hasten its own demise. And that's why, I reiterate, I strongly believe that we no longer deserve the predicate Homo sapiens, the wise, thinking, modern man. As far as I'm concerned, henceforth we will be known as Homo infantilicus, the ignorant, short-sighted, and stupid man. Be careful, stay frosty, and prepare yourself. The perfect storm is coming, and no one will be able to stop it. Consider yourself forewarned, because in the end, it won't give me any satisfaction at all to be forced to say, "I told you so." Bart Floss, Helmont, March 2025. Please note, this is one of four audiobook fragments from my book, The Suicide Kind. You can also listen to Read This First, to the introduction, and to About This Book. Thank you.